Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
It is Monday, June 28th, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with Tony, you there?
Yep.
Okay.
I can't believe you sat right there and didn't say nothing. Good morning, TNT. How you guys doing today?
All right.
Super fantastic, I hope. Anyway. All right. Let's get it started. What'd you do?
Okay. No updates went out over the weekend?
None?
Not that I recall. No. Let me double check. No, we didn't put any updates out over the weekend.
All right. Anything good happen over the weekend?
Bank folks got excited.
We just didn't post it. We did. Bank folks did get excited. Well, I think we did tell you on Friday that they told them to get ready. The rate in Iraq has been exposed to some people on cards once again. The rate is over $3, over $3.50. So let me put it that way. Everybody right now, everybody seems to think that Tuesday, Wednesday should be our time frame. That's what we're looking at right now, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I know Texas said the 15th. I did get a call from and some people in Texas who told me they were getting calls from people in Reno, not our banking people, and talking about this thing was happening and get ready to go down. They're calling me, and I'm saying, same old idiots, still the same old idiots. So anyway, man, that's a bad way to start a call for the idiots first thing. Sorry. So I did get calls, excitement, and concern. People have been hearing about other countries getting paid or other countries having all their bills wiped out. This Mesra Jezra bullshit, because that's what it is. Anyway, and I understand people are getting into a panic and getting worried about it. And how can this happen? And it didn't happen. It did not happen. Whoever started, put it out there, everybody just fed into it. Don't be concerned. Listen, guys, let's use just good common sense, because they obviously are not. There's no rate, no way in the world Iraq currency is going to change in other countries before it changes in Iraq. That's not going to happen, okay? Just not going to happen. No way in the world that U.S. and Europe are not going to exchange first, since they put the plan together. So that doesn't make sense when they started telling you that. There's no way in the world that the GCR, and I'm going backwards so you guys can understand it, GCR is going to even start until the RV occurs, since it's the foundation of the RV. I don't even understand what's so hard about that to understand. We've been doing this for years, and these so-called gurus. There is no way in the world, none, period, that 8-9 other countries are going to wipe out the debts of all their citizens, and we're not going to know it. I mean, what kind of idiot thinks that's not going to be prime time news on every channel in the U.S. and the world if every other country wiped out all the debt of their people? It's just nonsense. If you guys even listen to, attention to, and the leery thing is the people who are constantly telling you that. The people who are constantly telling you the paymasters got paid, paymasters got paid. The paymasters have been funded. They're waiting to pay it. I mean, how many times can they pay them, fund them, and it not happen? Where's all the money coming from if there's no RV, if there's no GCR? I mean, they're just not making common sense. Now, those things can happen when it happens. They're not happening before it happens, because where's the money? So when you call me and get excited because it has started this, and especially this big Dumbo keeps telling everybody this is a military operation, his military's in charge of this. Why in the world would a military be in charge of a global finance? Tell me that. I mean, the Treasury is not in charge of it. CBI is not in charge of it. Finance minister, there was not in charge of it. The military is running the GCR. The military is in charge of the RV. I mean, guys, again, does that make any sense to anyone? No. It's not a war. This is finance, global finance. Military is, well, I'm not going to say they don't have anything to do with it because different countries are getting funded. Everybody's actually getting funded from it. They're not directing it, telling me anything. And his military contact got to be the worst contact in the world with true information. I'm just serious. How many times this come out with bullshit? It never happened. Anyway, got me all upset first thing this morning. The good thing is, yes, it is coming to a conclusion. Yes, Iraq is doing education every day. They're telling people in their articles, we need the 3-0 notes. We need you to turn in the 3-0 notes. They're saying that in the articles. Why else are they saying that if they're not getting ready? They've gone to all the government agencies and the military and told them, do not go to the bank and get your cards. Do not. We are bringing the cards to you because we're making sure everybody gets one. We are issuing the cards at your workplace, and we are doing it now because that's what they do. They're having agencies go to all the government places, military stations, issuing all to make sure everybody has a card so everybody can get paid. Tell them we need the 3-0 notes, which is a good thing. So progress is here. The banks think between Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh, yeah. I will say the retirees got paid on Saturday, and they got paid from, I want to say, 2019 up until this month. They got all their back pay all the way up to this month. They were paid on Saturday. Or they started paying them on Saturday. Now, first question will be, what was their rate? Was it the old rate? Was it the new rate? Well, we knew it was the old rate because there is no new rate yet, I suppose. But that's okay. Whatever rate they got paid at doesn't matter because the day they make the announcement and they change it and it's on their cards, it's all going to go to the new rate anyway. And that's the beauty of this. They're not paying them in dinars, and then they have to go to the bank and exchange it. They're doing all their payments electronic so they can flip the switch. And now everybody's on the new rate instantly without the long lines at the bank, without the confusion of how much do I get for this note, that note, and everything else. So everything is, in fact, on track. We're hoping to see this, I hope, by Thursday morning. The banks are thinking Tuesday or Wednesday. Iraq is thinking it should be this week because they do have rates on their cards. Even though they're not active, they do have rates. And again, I'm going to say, I know, higher up or contractors, government people, can see a rate on their card. And people here in the U.S. who have cards can see a rate on their card. So it shows them a rate, a future date rate, but they know what it is. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. GLE Mass says, and why are Tony's two favorite days of the week for the RV to happen? What are they and why? Your two favorite days.
My two favorite days are Tuesday. Now, Tuesday is a good day because it's the first day for international banking. on Mondays. I don't know if you guys know, banks cut off at 4 o'clock on Fridays. All their Friday evening, the last 2 hours, Saturday, Sunday, ATM, internet transactions are all done on Mondays. So I don't see them wanting to add this to the problem. They could, but typically that's what happens. That frees up Tuesdays for any new business. The bank always wanted Tuesday morning. My other favorite day I look at is Friday. For years, Washington tried to get this done, happen, and it was supposed to happen at 4:30 Friday evening because that was after their Sabbath, and we would go into Friday night. They had a schedule from Friday night till 1 o'clock in the morning, excuse me, and then going from Saturday, and that was from years. So those were the times we're looking for, the times where it almost happened that we have known about have been Friday evenings, Saturday mornings. So they look for Friday evening after 4 or 1 o'clock Saturday morning because that was 8 o'clock in Iraq. Iraq wanted to go on Saturday morning, 1 hour after the banks opened. That was their prime time, what they were always pushing for. So now you guys know this for years, those were the locked-in times, here or there, that they looked for. And then eventually they just say, it's just going to go when it goes. Shit, you know. We tried to time it, make it perfect, do all that, and something always comes up. So it's just going to go when it goes. It could be at any minute, as they say. Or it could be those times I just gave you. So we'll just have to wait and see. But that's the times when I really look at it. Because I know for years that was their target time. That was a good question. I'm not sure Ray would have gave you the same answer, though. Anyway.
Okay. Nicole 19 says, I've noticed that in the past recent years, the evening news often features sheets of $100 bills being printed. Many reasons for this have been put forward. No one yet has put forward the real reason for this. Us, the TNT crowd. I thought this observation would be of interest to you. So I guess I would consider it an inverse type of a question, even though they brought it as an observation. So would that be true, I guess? Or would you believe that to be
I think the last couple of years you've seen dollars on our news strictly about what's been happening in our country, our economy, with the pandemic, everything else going up and down, with the fight over the budget every year. I don't think it has anything at all to do with the RV. Nothing. What they're showing on our news. Nobody knows about it. Nobody would even understand that. It's the money for the wall. It's the money for our economy. The money for, you know, the different things they've been fighting over for the last 3-4 years. And even right now, when you see it, it's the $6 trillion versus the $1 trillion versus the $900 million. And it's all about the money. Where is it coming from? Where is it going? So, no, I do not think it had anything to do with the RV itself. Now, the explosion on our economy, the place where nobody's talking about, even this morning, they keep seeing where's all this money going to come from, I think has to do with us. I think it's built into that plan, not every dime, because you guys got to remember, we're going to RV and we're going to have all our money this year. But the U.S. Treasury get their money over that 30 years that they're dealing with Iraq because they get to turn those dinars in. We boost the economy for right now. So they're not looking for us to come up with $6 trillion as the revaluation occurs to pay down the debt. It will help because I don't know if you guys know it, but your $1 that you spend goes through a 10-cent cycle before it even gets back to the Treasury. So it's created $10 in itself. as you know, you buy gas and they buy groceries and then they buy clothes, and it's that same dollar moving around, round and round before it goes back. So that will definitely affect our economy and things that where we're going. So we'll help it along, but we are not the main source of the economy.
All right, Buddy V says his wife Jacqueline is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday. Luna Azel says.
Hey, wait, before you do that. I got to tell you guys about something that happened. I just want to tell everybody. Debbie just made a donation, which I appreciate. But the other day, I got a donation from some people, and I want you guys to know that somebody donated $2,000. $2,000. And I said, man, I know this can't be right. I just know this can't. Nobody didn't actually donate $2,000. I went in there and they did. So what did I do? I got on the phone. I said, I got to call this person. And I did. I dialed the number and she said, oh, my God. Thank God. I've been waiting for you to call me, text me, do something. I said, okay. Oh, I actually said I was waiting for Ray. I said, well, Ray is busy. That's why I called. I said, you donated? She said, yes. God knows I did not mean to do that. I laughed because it was funny. I said, I know you didn't. That's why I'll call you. He said, I was trying to donate $20. He donated $2,000. But I made sure it got right back to her. But it was so funny. And I said, I know this is not right. So I had to call and make sure. Anyway, she just made a donation. So I wanted to laugh about that. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Luna Azel says, I heard on a call last week that the banks will only accept 2016 ZIM notes and higher, not the 2008 notes. Did I hear correctly? None of you guys for almost, I know a year that the committee person has been saying that
longer than that. And,
I mean, but yeah, we've been telling them longer than a year that they're not going to be accepted at all. And then she's like, well, good year. So we've been saying 2016 and higher. And we've been sharing with you guys that the banks have been saying they're taking everything.
Ray, hold on. You're going in and out. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you at all right now.
Okay.
Unless you guys can't hear me. Somebody can't hear somebody. Huh?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, I hear you now. Okay, well, you're going in and out like you're in a tunnel or something.
Okay. Might be the
anyway, just read,
internet service.
Explain what you were. All right, explain
what
you were
saying. That the committee guys was telling us the 2016 and higher for a better part of a year now. But we've been sharing with you guys, the banks have been saying they're taking everything, anything and everything. They've always said that. So we're always sharing with you guys both sides of the coin. Do you want to add anything, sir?
Oh, no, shoot.
Okay.
I'm taking all mine, every one of them. And the ones that don't cash, I'll bring it back home, put it in a frame, put it on the wall. The ones that do, I'll get paid for. So, okay.
All right. Earlene says two other currencies were mentioned some months ago to purchase. No, we never mentioned any other currencies for you guys to purchase. So the first basket is the ones that we've always been sharing with you. There's no new currencies in the first basket. So we didn't mention the two currencies. You've been listening to somebody else.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure. Are they saying that they, because I don't know how long they've been in. Might be the first time they heard about the rupiah or the Afghani, or if you just listed seven, those are the only ones we've been talking about.
Right. Yeah, these, well, the currencies in question are the South African rand and the Mexican peso. So we've never told anybody
to
get those two currencies that they're going to revalue.
Okay. All right. We didn't hear that part if you said that. I wouldn't have said it. Okay,
I didn't
good.
Say it. I just left that part out, but I should have mentioned it. But now to clear it up, the currencies that we have been sharing with you guys that we say are in the first basket that are going to be of considerable interest to you, the Iraqi dinar, the Vietnamese dong, the Indonesian rupiah, the Zimbabwe, the Afghanistan Afghani, and the Iranian rial. Those are the only ones that we know of are of importance to you in terms of rate on your investment or earnings potential. We've always mentioned other currencies are going to be valued. Some already have, but not where it's going to be of substantial interest to any of us. Right. Moving on.
Okay. Yep.
Omnivore says, some time ago, Tony mentioned that one of the paymasters had determined to pay out no more than $5 million to each of his members. Was that the Admiral?
The Admiral is not a paymaster, first of all. And no, it was not him. It was. I told you guys there was over 300 groups. That were legitimate groups that I got from the Treasury. But some of them were for 50 cents. They had formed a group. Some of them have already been given SKRs or paid out, and they've been waiting on that 50 cents for years because they figured, hey, if it did that, God knows. But they're still pending. But that was the contract and agreement that they signed. Others were not. But, yes, there are paymasters. Yes, people sent their money in, sign their form, which effectively turned it over to them, and they're going to determine what you get. And yes, there are some out there that are saying that's the easiest way of just going to give everybody $5 million and keep the rest. I'm going to do this or do that. But I told you guys 10 years ago, 12, when you did that, it was a mistake. I told you those people, you don't even know those people. They're just names on a screen or people on the other side of your computer. You never met them, don't know anything about them, and you're going to turn around and give them $50, $60, $80 million of control for you, or $10 million, or $1 million for that matter. I told you that things were going to happen just like tonight. It's fortunate, or not fortunate, funny. I still hear from some of the people who I went to Reno with, and I did that live for you guys, and all their money got missing. They can't even find the guy they gave it to. So it's all gone. I mean, they have fortunately had time enough to go back and buy some more. But I've always told you, be leery. Nothing you can do. Here's the biggest thing about the groups that I hate. Hopefully it won't happen. Hopefully you all get paid. Everybody's not going to get paid the same day like we are or have the opportunity to. They're going to have to pay you out in tranches, as they call it, because they don't have the banking system automation. They can't do everybody in their group in one day. You're going to get different rates, and that's where the NDAs come in, because somebody's going to tell you, "And well, he gave me this much. Well, he gave me this much." And that's when the lawsuits will be filed, and all the accounts will be frozen and everything else. So you get your money, run, and whatever accounts you get it in, you better move it, because I'm telling you, inevitably, somebody's going to file a lawsuit against that paymaster, that group leader, that whole group. Your attorney's going to go and get an injunction. Everybody's money's going to be frozen, and it's going to be a fight of a lifetime. But anyway, beware. If I was in a group and I was you, I'd make sure I'd have some currency outside of that group. I would not be dependent on that group. Anyway, let's go. What's next?
Okay, Jay Wheel says, now that we know Iran's currency is involved, what are the chances of the people in charge waiting for Iran to stabilize with all sanctions removed before letting this RV go through?
I don't think there's any chance of that, because that's not going to happen anytime soon. Not at all. They are, even though they removed the sanctions from their money, from those 1,050 people, and that there's still a bunch of sanctions on Iran right now. They're still there, and will be there until some kind of agreement is made. That is the threat. I know I'm going to get a question about it anyway, so I guess I might as well answer it. The threat of Iran, Iraq, the economy is easier today, yes. We bombed, you know, the militia over there, Iranian militia in Syria. Is it going to have some kind of effect? It was meant as a deterrent from them doing anything else in Iraq, but also it's kind of a stop right here and let's reassess this whole thing. Because the deal is not done with Iran. They're not undoing what they've done, as we've started undoing at least the sanctioning parts. They're not allowing the satellite images to go through. They're not allowing inspectors to go back in yet. And we're not even sure if this agreement is going to come into play. Why? I'm sure it is. I know some back and forth negotiating, because Iran's about to collapse right now. Again, if we do what I tell you guys on Friday, give them a little taste right now of how good it could be, and then snatch that back, it can only end badly for them, not for us. So do I see it stopping the RV? No. I see the RV still going through. Once they get all the cards in place, all the electronic part, and that's what they're trying to rush and do right now, get all the digital parts out there, the cards, everything, so they can then control it. So what happens when Iraq goes digital? So everybody knows. They become like the U.S. They become like me and you. Any morning right now, any morning, you could wake up, go to stick your card in the ATM, and it doesn't work. You could walk in the bank and say, hey, I need to get some money out of my account, and they can tell you your account's been frozen. You can't get anything. That could happen anytime. Why? Because the government controls your account. Whether you want to believe it or not, at any time, because it's digitized, it can be shut down with the strike of a pen. Yep. That's it. So Iraq's going to be in that situation once they're digitized, once they're international, once everything is then very transparent. With the strike of a pen, the U.S. could freeze every one of their accounts, shut them down in there, so just like they did Iran, put them in the same thing. But now they're not worried about money traveling the border, money being smuggled over, because all that money's gone. That's why they're trying to get in those 3-0 notes. And then all it takes is a flip of a switch, and we control it all. I know there's probably more information than some of you guys want, even on Iraq or your own accounts. But that is just how easy it is. It's just that easy. All right, what's next?
Marie One says, Do you think the RV will not happen until President Biden's infrastructure bill is passed?
No, it has nothing to do with the RV. RV has been going on for years, guys. He's not holding up the RV on the infrastructure deal. And RV itself would actually, so Manchin this morning, today, guys, you know, you're trying to do $1.2 trillion. And we want to do it bipartisan, so that doesn't work. So now we go direct. And if bipartisan doesn't work, if the Republicans won't agree to work with us, we're going to go and do Bernie's plan for $6 trillion. That doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make any sense because, what we always say, if we can't come up with the $1.2 trillion, how are we going to come up with the $6 trillion? None of it happens, or it all happens, after the RV happens. Because, again, just like Clinton did, that's how he broke down the deficit, put us back to zero. That's exactly what's going to happen when the RV happens. Whatever the deficit is, it's going to wipe the majority of it out the next 3 years if it doesn't wipe it all out, or 8 years, just like during the Clinton era. That's what some of them are counting on, but it's a case of you don't know till you know. So if there's 10 of us in the committee and we're trying to make a deal and we're trying to make it work, but only 4 of us know that the RV is going to happen and this is where the money's coming from, or they're not on the Select 8 committee, then those other 6 are working with their hand tied behind their back or blindfolds because we're trying to do the numbers, but they don't make sense. And these 4 guys are sitting over here and saying, just do it. It's going to be taken care of. I don't want to hear that. I want you to tell me how it's going to be taken care of. Well, I can't tell you that because it's classified. Same thing is happening in Iraq. If you look at the news articles, all these ministers are coming out complaining about there is no plan. The government had a bad plan when they changed the rate. They don't know the whole plan, though. They only know what's been told to them, what's been shown, because why? You can't tell everybody in Parliament, we're going to revalue the currency, this is the date and time we're going to do it, and this is how much, and think the rest of the world's not going to find out. Everyone was going to tell who? Uncle, cousin, best friend, aunt, neighbor, times 10, then the whole country knows. So everybody doesn't know every detail of what's going on. That's why some of them are fussing and fighting. That's why some of the professors, lawmakers over there are saying the government is making mistake after mistake because they don't know where it goes. They don't know that, hey, they're doing this and they're hurting the people for 5 months, 6 months, so they can get back up to their $70 billion or $100 billion in reserve so they can justify changing the rate. They don't even know that's the plan, whatever the plan is. So you got to look at that. You have to evaluate that when you're looking at statements. Okay, what's next?
Marty says, I have never gotten a living will. Does having one play into our RV in any way? Is it somehow connected to have a trust? A living will, a living will is pretty much like a living trust. Neither one of them do anything for you until after you're dead and gone. So if you're looking for something to protect you while you're living, you need a different tool. Now, the tool that I like will protect you while you're living and take care of everything after you're dead and gone also. So it's a better tool than a tool that just kicks in after you pass away. To the complex trust versus the living trust, naturally, versus the living will. And if you subscribe to own nothing and control everything, then the living will will serve.
Are you talking to us?
Yes. It cut out again?
Oh, well, yeah, I can hear you for a minute, and then I can't hear you, something in the background. Or I thought that was somebody else talking. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody else might be hearing
me
fine. It could just be me. don't know. Ain't nobody else saying nothing. So, okay. All right, go ahead.
Is are your current banking contacts that believe we are at any minute situation the same contacts that you had the suitcase packed by the door and also waiting outside the bank eating a hot dog years ago? Or are these different contacts?
Oh, okay.
Well, at least they've been here for a while, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think you remember that far back.
Yeah. Okay. I got it. Thanks, guys. Everybody else is saying you're going in and out, too, so it's not just me.
Yeah.
But okay, I got enough text. Thanks. Listen. So let me tell you a story. Back when I was doing the hot dog, we thought that was it. We were just getting started in this. And they were right. They said they're going to ping the banking system. They did, in fact, ping it. It was the first time. So we were there at the initial trying to put this together. We just thought it was it, the whole RV. I did, and they did, as far as those sources, and thought it was going to be that easy. It wasn't really that easy. Okay? So, no, those were different sources. As we went on from there is when most of, you know, my other sources came on, FBI, CIA, Homeland, those contacts, information, Secret Service guys, all of them came on in the middle of this. You know, with the banks and the exchanges, when Obama was really trying to get right there and push it through, and it didn't end up that way. Before it was time, we were right at it. We had all kind of sources. Now the sources are still exchange locations, few Treasury people, still some global exchangers, bank tellers, that kind of thing. So, well, they're not the exact same people. I think they're the exact same source information because the people have retired, some of them quit. They've gone on to different jobs while they're waiting for this. I mean, life is life. And some people are just actually exhausted. Do they have the same level of credibility that those guys have? Yeah, they're credible in the fact that they're giving me what they're getting. They're giving me what they're seeing. They don't necessarily have the same level of authority that those have. Well, let me see, not as many as those. Overseas, the same way. Iraq, some are still there. But you got to remember years ago we were doing this with Iraq, we had guys, standing in Parliament talking to me on the phone. So it was a different level. He just did this. He did that. Maliki came out laughing, shaking, telling me what he was doing in the hallway. So it's different levels. But we don't need that anymore because we're way past that. Now we just need a go signal at every level. And we have banks at every level who can give us that, giving us the memos, telling us what's on the screens. We have people in D.C., who are telling us what's being finalized and done. So do I trust my intel? Yes, I do. Do I trust the other idiots, goons who put notes on? No, I don't. All right, what's next?
Okay, continuing. If we are attempting to exchange with the banker and we ask about contract rates, and the banker replies that they do not know of such contract rates, should we just stand up and shake his or her hand and tell them to have a nice day and leave? What would you do?
Okay, yep. It's totally your decision. This year, what is the highest rate available if you don't know what contract rates are? What's the highest rates available? And then they tell you, and then Well, I know there's a rate of 2850 out there, so put that in the system and let's see what happens. Because that's what I would do. Put it in the system, get it, and let's see what happens. And listen, if you can't let me see the screen while we doing this, then we got a problem. Because you're hiding something from me. Well, you mean you can't let me see the screen? Then I'm sitting in the wrong chair at the moment. And I firmly believe that. All right, what's next?
Felicia 1 says, do you think the holiday this weekend will affect the RV happening this week?
What holiday is this weekend? Oh, 4th of July?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it'll affect it. If it happens on the 1st, then true. We'll just go with it. You got to remember their independence is the 15th of July. And it is the day that Texas said they're being told, the 15th, on their independence, not ours. So I don't think the holiday will have anything to do with it. But that brings me to another point. I'm glad you guys said that. Because these idiots put out all this stuff about all their money was being wiped out and people all over the countries and over there were celebrating and partying. They had a holiday on Saturday. They marched their military equipment up and down the streets. Even the militia got out on the street in March. It was a holiday. It wasn't any celebration about Jezra, Nezra, any other stupid-ass shit. But people used that and try to get the people excited over absolutely nothing. Sorry, guys. I kind of really went off that time. Sorry. All right. What's next?
Live callers.
Oh,
and
okay.
754. You're on first.
Wow. I got on first. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. From another cloudy, dismal day and upsetting day in South Florida, as the death toll from the condo collapse does keep rising here. It really is sad what's happened down here and the fact that they were notified 3 years ago that that building needed $9.1 million to fix it, to get it right so this wouldn't happen, and they did nothing. So there's a lot coming out now down here of actually what went wrong and why it happened. It's sad for the people who have lost their lives and for those that are still missing in that rubble. Get on with my questions. My first one is referring to the announcement that Biden made about the bombing. I read today that the Iranian militia is going to retaliate. Have you heard anything about it? And is this going to affect Iraq in any way as far as stability goes?
So the Iranian militia said they're going to retaliate for our retaliation, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they said. The Shiite militia from Iran said they'll retaliate.
Uh-oh. You there?
She dropped off.
All right, cut out. Do you got you? Oh,
in.
She dropped off.
No. Right, your line just dropped. So she'll probably dial in, and I'll go down there at the bottom of the line and try to find it. All right, so while we wait for her to resurface, next on the list was 208 area code. You are on.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm kind of curious. Do you ever hear from D.C.?
Don't hear from D.C. Haven't heard from him in years.
Wow. Okay. I'm so confused. Realistically, it doesn't look too good. Do you think it does?
Realistically, it looks great to me. So I don't know which part doesn't look good, but I'm looking at the part where every day they're talking about the exchange rate. Every day they're talking about putting it back at the exchange rate, what needs to be accomplished to put the exchange rate, why it should be back at the exchange rate. everything that's happening in the currency market. Every day they're putting out articles about how they're getting ready for the new exchange rate. Education, giving out the cards, letting people know to bring in their 3-0 notes every single day. All the news, except for today, because it's all about the bombing today, for the last week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, has been about the exchange rate. That's all they've been talking about. So I don't know where the negative part is.
Well, it's just that we've been through this so many times for so many years.
Well, we've been through talking about it, hoping for the exchange rate, and talking about everything else, the laws, the rules, who's in charge of everything. Now they're talking about nothing except the exchange rate. Every meeting, every news article, everything is about the exchange rate. Besides that, all the countries. They put out an article today, if you guys have seen it or not, and look at it, about how all the agreements they've made, and it says it in the article, were supposed to be at the new rate. And the reason none of the agreements have started or been implemented is because the investors haven't seen evidence of how much they're going to make or earn and what the rate is. That's what everybody's waiting for. Now, Iraq is saying we want to do it. We still got to be stable, and we got to be showing some kind of plan. They said the white paper was on ink only. It's a great plan. Not only is the white paper a great plan, but it was endorsed by the G7. They have that. The G7 endorsed the white paper and a couple other countries outside the G7, and they're the ones that are going to help implement the white paper. So they're telling everybody, everything's there, we just haven't done it. We haven't done it, and it says because the majority in Parliament don't want to see it happen because they're still stealing the money. Now, how do you get around that? If CBI just do it. And then they can fight it from the other side. And that's probably what we're going to see, hopefully, God willing, this week, if not by the 15th. They're just going to do it, and they're going to have to fight it from there. But that wipes out the auction. If they get out all the cards to the people who need to be paid, the government people, which they're doing right now, the military, they make sure everybody still gets paid, they can stop the currency, stops the crookedness. It stops them from smuggling the money. It allows them to then go after those people because it's not physical currency being controlled anymore, but electronic currency, which Iraq didn't even have to control, even though they had the banking system. We can now control for them. Okay.
Well, I thank you much for all the information, and you all have a great day.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, 754, I found you.
Oh, I couldn't imagine what happened. I never did get to hear your answer, Tony, about the Iranian
answer,
militia.
I didn't answer, because you disappeared. So I didn't answer.
I suddenly looked, and my call was dropped, so I didn't know what happened to it.
All right. So the Iranian militia say they're going to retaliate for us retaliating for them trying to cause confusion so the RV wouldn't happen. Now, it's okay to say that. It's something totally different to actually do it. Now, the U.S. went in and attacked the militia in Syria at the border.
Right.
Now, I don't blame them for complaining. They're saying, okay, we didn't have anything to do with it. It was those guys over there. Why are you killing us? Because that's what they said. Because they killed four of them, bombed them. And they said, we didn't do it. They did it. And the U.S. is saying, yeah, but we don't want to bomb downtown Baghdad because that looks bad. So what we're doing is we're going to bomb you and everybody else, and you guys better go get them under control. That's what you better do. Go get them under control because we're going to keep taking it out on you. And that's what they hope happens. everybody said something. We said we're going to retaliate at the right time. The right time was, what, 3 months later, 4 months later. If they wait 3-4 months later, it'll be a whole different Iraq by that time.
Okay. My next question is, do you think there is anyone in the current administration that does not want this to go through, and that's been the source of some of the delays, that they just don't want us to get this RV?
I'm going to have to wait till Walt comes on, because, you know, Walt is with those conspiracy theories that it's the U.S. doing that. We'll let him answer. No, absolutely not. I do not. Again, guys, this administration, people who are there now are the same people that were there during the Obama administration. They could have shut it down then, but they didn't. I mean, we came on and we fought for it because it was actually trying to be shut down. But we did, and we already went through that. They could if they wanted to. I don't think they're stealing as much as Walt thinks they're stealing on a daily basis. I do think they're stealing, though. I do think our government is corrupt as every other government and investors and everybody else. But I think they put their corruption, theft, or greed into the new contracts and agreements at the rates and prices they did. That's where they're going to get their money. So they want this to happen. It's going to be a lot more lucrative than it not happening. Trust me. Iran is the one who's fighting this now, and it would hurt Iran even more. So I do think our government wants it to happen. I don't think anybody in our government is intentionally stopping it. It may not be meeting the criteria they wanted to meet right now, but I don't think it's intentional. Iraq has met all the goals. We're still not going to do it because, you know, we're siphoning money off. No, we're sending money over there even to this day. Iran, Maliki, his cronies, bankers, they're the ones who are siphoning off the money at the moment.
Okay, and my final question goes back to an answer you gave on one of the written questions. We were always told by both of you that when we go into the banks to be polite, be nice, don't antagonize them, don't get on the list where no bank wants to touch you. But when you were answering the question about the rates and the contract rate, would it harm us if they refuse to show us the rates on the screen and we get up and shake their hand and say thank you and want to go to another bank? Will it have any effect on us being able to exchange?
I wouldn't think it would have any, because you have, at any point in time, you have the right to say, you know what, I decided I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do it today. I'm not going to do it with you. That's just business. They can't put you on a list for being nice, polite, and saying, I don't want to do business with you. Or, no, this is not the rate that I'm looking for. I don't think there's any kind of, and I don't think anybody would do that.
Okay. You still feel that they just really don't want us? I know that they want to capture as much money as they can. Do you feel that they'll just be more, will acquiesce more at the thought that they might be losing potential customers to another bank, and they will show us the rates and do everything they can to get us as much of what we want?
So I'm going to answer the question by giving you some information, okay?
Okay.
On Thursday, one of the banks backed out, supposedly, you know. Oh, I told you guys, they told their people go on vacation, do all this.
Right.
Is that Wednesday or Thursday? And made phone calls to check around, and they said, yeah, they said they're out. They don't think it's worth it. It's too much trouble. They're not going to make enough money, blah, blah, blah. The very next day, that same bank was saying, hey, it's going live. Get ready. Get all your people back in here. Review all the guidelines, blah, 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 blah. So do they want the money? Absolutely. Are they going to act like it? Or that person sitting across from your desk, he might not care because he's not getting to know it. But the bank still wants your money. Absolutely. He probably still wants his commission, but there's a long line behind him. So I don't think they're just going to turn away that kind of money because they don't know how many people they're turning away. But the banks definitely want the money, and it's not about transaction fees or exchange fees or anything else. They want that long-term money from what you leave in there and what you invest out of the money that you don't leave in there. They want all those millionaire clients. So they absolutely want it.
Okay. Those are my questions for today. And just to comment quickly on with your opening, I know exactly who you're talking about with the nonsense. And I've never been near a Wells Fargo or any other bank where I've ever seen military or drones. So people need to listen to the ones that tell the truth, you and Ray. And I want to thank you for everything.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Let's hope that you're welcome. And let's hope that Wednesday, which is my youngest son's 48th birthday, will be a Wealth Wednesday so he can be a millionaire on his birthday. Thank you
all
again.
Right.
And if this doesn't happen tomorrow, we'll be back on Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey. You know what? Earlier,
yeah. What?
Somebody had a birthday, and you just brought it up, your son's birthday is coming up. And I think me and your son are going to be about the same age. So I was thinking about I should have another birthday, right?
That's my baby. My oldest is going to be 55. So I'm really getting up there.
Now, trust me, I'm older than both of them. I only wish I was 48 years old.
Hey.
Thank
All right.
You.
Well, we'll be back on Wednesday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well,
860, you are next.
Good morning, Tony. Good
Evil.
Afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
All right, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm sitting here feeling kind of flattered, Tony. I like looking back at history of slogans and sayings and that kind of stuff. And you know where conspiracy theory came from, right? That was CIA's way of distracting from what they were doing. Because then it would immediately discredit anything that might be possibly be something close and near and dear to their heart. So I felt a little flattered that I would be associated with a distinguished agency like them.
Okay. I'm going to see if the CIA has your back when she comes on.
Well, let's put it this way. I think they have everybody's back in front and top and bottom and all that. So not that I'm trying to spread another or new theory, that's for sure. And as far as the idea that we're less likely to steal as much as the Iraqis, Tony, that's a toss of the coin too, in my opinion.
Well, wait, I never said we were less likely to steal. I said I think they're planning to steal on the back end because it's more lucrative for the U.S. After all the agreements are signed, the money's revalued, there's a bigger piece of the pie on the back end. And even though we may think it's legitimate, trust me, everybody steals. Every country steals. Everybody has people in their back pocket. And our country is no different. And anybody that thinks it is not living in reality. Okay? And we've exposed so many things here. Go ahead.
I'm just thinking that I kind of look at this as what I call the berry pie analogy. The first piece out of a freshly baked berry pie tastes really good. But I've never found the berry pie yet where the last piece of pie didn't taste as good as or maybe sometimes even better than the first piece. And so consequently, my guess is that there might be the idea that if we could steal this much to start with, it might be better or as good as the last bit we could steal. Just a thought.
So let's think about it, guys. If you're giving this some thought, just like Wallace said, okay? So Iraq's been stealing, or Iran's been stealing at the program rate. Iran and the Iraqis who are stealing have been stealing with oil at $30 a barrel, $20 a barrel. Once it flips over and the rate is the international rate and oil is now at $75, $80 a barrel, how much more do you think will be stolen and by who? Because now who's in charge? Now it's digitized. Now who's ruling? You got to remember DOD, Department of Defense in the U.S., controls every oil well in Iraq. You guys got to remember that. That was written into it at the end of the war. You got to remember that there are U.S. citizens, and I'm leaving names out, and I've told you guys this over the years, and you'll know it, own over 30% of some of those oil wells. Now, there are companies who've done that. And I'm going to say, when they get tired of me repeating and telling you guys all this stuff, the RV will happen. Because the longer it goes, the more stuff just seeps out. Anyway, so if we're looking at what's happening, they want the RV to happen. They plan for the RV to happen because they know what payday comes after it. It's just taking longer than they thought it was. But trust me, the U.S. wants this to happen.
I believe that too, and I would also offer the idea that the people that were opposed to us getting this in the first place, I think they have been around since day one, and my guess is they haven't just evaporated unless they died. So that might there still I think may be a movement of people that are not wanting us to have this. And I think you've always kind of said that while that remains in play, that they're fighting a losing battle. And I think that that's also something that's worth remembering. So that's just what I, my thought on it for sure. And so.
Okay, let me clarify this because they may very well be listening. Okay, so I have somebody else listening now. So, again, guys, they didn't want us to have it because they said they don't want a bunch of toothless crackheads with all this money. Okay. So we've seen people who don't know what to do with money get money. Win the lottery, win at the casino, get inheritance, whatever. And then 90% of the cases, it ends up bad. It does. It ends up bad for them. They didn't know what to do with it. And, you know, it has ruined their families, ruined their futures because they had no plan. And in all honesty, they saw it as ruining our economy. You got all these crackheads running around with millions of dollars. What do you think is going to happen? It's going to be crazy. Okay, we don't want to deal with it. The banks didn't want it at all. They didn't want us to have it to start with because they didn't want to deal with a bunch of toothless crackheads, as they said, okay? And just everyday citizens. We didn't like the term toothless crackheads, and we took offense to it, as we should have, being in the Denard community. But they had a reason for it. And our reason, we came on and said, we're going to change that. We're going to change that 90%. We're going to change they don't know what to do with it. We're going to help people walk through this whole process because it's not right. So while I understood it, they didn't do anything to help us get ready for it either, which they haven't, just like they didn't do anything to help Iraq get ready for it. And they said you need to change this, just go figure it out. Okay? I can't give a third grader an algebra equation and say, go figure it out. You know, you're in the third grade, but you'll figure it out. And that's what they actually did. So I wasn't, I mean, I didn't want us to lose the opportunity, and that's why we fought for it, and we should have it. But we're more ingrained in it now than we were then. I think the longer we've had it, been in it, the more information that has come out and everything else. So I'm not sure they have the same eagerness to remove it. Well, I know they don't, because I would have heard it already. And we know the banks are so invested in it now, with payments pending, SKRs, there's so much proof out there. I would think there would be lawsuits, exposures everywhere. So I'm really not concerned about that. I'm concerned about when it's going to happen and what we're going to do afterwards to continuously prove them wrong that we shouldn't have ever gotten. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, I think that's completely fair. And also, I guess, Ray, to you and to Tony, to you, the educational process over the course of time, and I mean, I've been with you two for quite a while, and sometimes it feels like forever, but I think that it's been a learning process throughout the entire thing, and the constant reminding that you do, some people congratulate you on your tolerance for hearing the same questions again and again and again, but I believe in that old saying that repetition makes masters of us all, and the more we hear the things, the more we recontemplate, rethink that, it is solidified in our memory to the point that when we're in that interview, that we will remember when, had we not had this amount of exposure, we would likely forget key factors. And I just think that that has addressed. And while I have 32 perfect teeth, if I'm sitting there and looking at myself in the mirror at night, I realize that minus the crackhead comment, I'm still qualified in that regard. But I know now that I may be one, but I'm not the other. So anyway, that's really my point. And it was 112 yesterday where I live, and it's in Washington State, yeah. And it's going to be hotter today.
Wow.
And so I'm wondering, if that's hot here, it's got to be at least that hot there. And I'm wondering how much more time they can take before people get some relief, because I got news for you. This kind of heat is suffocating, and they're in it worse than us. So I think
people in your area who aren't used to it, even though they are, you know, they have an article out this morning that says homes are turning into ovens in Iraq, because not only is it that hot and hotter, 124 or something, but they were having 24 hours electricity. Now they're back down to 8 hours. So they're upset with that. They still have the water issue. So it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And I'll say it's going to come to a boiling point. Absolutely. One way or the other.
Well, I hope that it doesn't, but that they finally get off their butts and do something about it, because I just can't help but feel that although we're thought to be in control, they can step up and do it. And to me, that's for the people in Iraq that are listening to it, that's something I pray for every day, and I'm sure a lot of us do, because they are no different than us. All they want is better, and that is not selfish. That is not unpatriotic. It's none of that. And they deserve it. They've earned it. So that's all I got.
You know, people frequently say that, you know, countries go to war, but it's not the countries at war. It's the leadership at war. Because people don't hate people. That's right. It's your government that starts and stops wars and them, and it's always over money. I tell you, every war has been about money. So I don't wish everyday people any more harm than I think they wish us harm. They might wish our leaders harm, and vice versa, we're going through something. But the citizens are just being good citizens, and especially over there, you can look at any third world country and see their average education is 8th grade. Education. Well, that still doesn't check their character. It still doesn't mean they don't want the same thing for their kids that we want for our kids, for our family, and for everybody to be able to just live life. And actually, everybody deserves that opportunity. Absolutely right. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Thanks, Ray.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. 281, area code, you are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing
Greetings.
Today?
Fantabulous,
hey,
sir.
What's happening with you?
The nth degree.
Good. What did you say, Tony?
I said, what's happening with you? How are you today? Are your tires
I'm
pumped
good.
Up? Is the bus backed up? Clean? What? Are you doing the stanky leg? What are you doing today?
All of that. But look here, I'm tired. I need to come on with this thing. I can't keep doing it. Then I ain't going to do nothing. So, yeah, you're right. I'm doing up, tired, pumped up, all of that. So, I do have some questions. So, I know you guys shared that the banks were all excited and pretty much saying that this could be the last week of us waiting and that this RV could be in here. But and what can you share with us or that made them feel that way? What would be different, in your opinion, I guess, from what they shared with you? Because
you mean,
I know we hear that every week.
We see the rates now. We see that. I don't know, other than the two things that I would look at. It's just the memo again coming down to them saying, get ready. It's going. The Treasury saying, hey, they're putting the final pieces and trying to push it through. And I'm sure they told the banks that in their meetings. The fact that there is a new rate as of Saturday on some of the Iraq citizens' cards, because it is a new rate put on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Where they think it's happening this week, and the fact that everybody got paid, the retirees got paid their back date for years.
Hmm.
So.
Okay, so
all those
things
are positive for us. Yeah.
Okay. So as far as the Kurdistan agreement, and I mean, what's up with that? Is that, do we know anything about that? I know we were waiting on.
Well, we know that the agreement has been done, that the mechanism is done. They're just trying to figure out how to do it. That was done. We know that he
mm-hmm.
signed the documents last week authorizing them to send in the money. So that's done. The only thing that isn't done is they haven't sent it. So they're just waiting for what day are you going to do that? It says the next couple of days. Well, why are you waiting
mm-hmm.
to do what could already be done with a flip of a switch? You said you got
right.
$5 billion. All you're sending them is $200 million or whatever it is. And what's the holdup? And all we can all come up with is we're waiting for a rate change. I don't know why
mm-hmm.
you can't do it now. The same thing, though, if they paid the farmers on Saturday, and even if they paid them at the old rate, because all they're saying is they got paid, and they got all their back pay, so they are current now, not farmers, but retirees, They can still just flip the switch. So why aren't you sending them the money? Because we're using that as an excuse for it not, or we're all just waiting for that day, whatever day it is. But there's no excuse. There's no articles about it. Nobody's talking about it. I mean, the last thing was last Wednesday when he signed the letter. But, but Curtis Sand didn't complain about it either because they know it's coming. But they know stuff we don't know. That's all.
So I noticed that you said that some people in Texas had contacted you, but I think I heard you say you haven't heard from your Texas sources, though, your contacts. Is that, did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, the banks are still, actually I didn't talk to them on Saturday, but they said it's still the 15th. You haven't got any difference besides July 15th. Even though other people were saying they were getting calls from Reno talking about it's happening now, and money's moving, and paymasters are getting paid, and it's just BS.
So my last question, if this goes until the 15th, and then we get to the 15th, and then nothing, in your opinion, do you think we will have to go toward to the end of the year? I mean, what else would we possibly be waiting on? And I know y'all only know a percentage, but with all of the knowledge that you guys have and, you know, your information that you know, what else could they be waiting on other than Iran and those people not wanting it to go? And they're just playing a back and forth.
Okay.
Tossing the ball.
So Iran and those people don't want it to go. But here's the problem with playing the game you're talking about. A couple of things. First of all, the people are getting upset, and Curtis Sand does want their money. Are they going to wait till next year to get it? No. So there's really no other reason not to give it to them today than a rate change. We're not waiting for it next year. The people aren't going to wait because this government put out the white paper, we're going to make these reforms and changes, yet nothing has happened. Now we're into July come Thursday. The vote is the 10th of October. Remember that? Now, on 10th of October, it's a totally new government. Totally new. We don't have to believe in nothing that the last government said. They were temporary. They were only 1 year. Now we got a whole new parliament, whole new prime minister, vice prime ministers, everybody else, because they're redoing the entire government. They're going to vote in new governors, mayors, everybody come October the 10th. We don't know what kind of future that's going to happen. The U.S. doesn't know what kind of Iranians can be put in then that aren't in now, even though they're trying to get them out. Who comes in? So do we take that chance when we've done that three times already, or the new government's going to do this? New governments, and they stopped it back in October of 2019 because the new government's going to do this, and none of it ever happened. Do you make that same mistake again when you're this close to it actually happening? That's right. So that, again, is why I don't see it. They can't wait until October the 10th to do it or first. Because the people are resentful, then none of the people who are in the government think they're going to get reelected will get reelected. If it's a fair election, why would I want to vote for you dummies? So there's a lot of reasons not to wait, okay, for this to happen right now while there are opportunities. For the U.S. to do it, well, they have a guy in academia who they put in there who's going to do what they want. That's why the agreement is working with Kurdistan. Because he's Kurdish, because he's making it happen. Oh, no, we're going to get this done while I'm here, or it will drag on forever. That's the purpose of putting him there. You guys got to remember, when Iraq was looking at splitting Baghdad, Kurdistan, the U.S. chose Kurdistan. That's why our new, what you call it, is being put, the embassy is being built in Kurdistan and not in Baghdad. Because all said and done, that's who we're backing. So I don't look at it going to next year. I don't think that it can. They can survive. It's definitely not I mean, it had to be done before the election. So on July 15th, if it doesn't happen, we'll look and see what they come up with. But right now, there's nothing out there. Everything is international. All the connections, all the banks, all the countries have come in, signed new agreements. Nobody's
right.
activating anything until the rate changes, though. So we're in the very best spot. I mean, we're just that close. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you see it all in the articles. You see it, you know, almost, you know, you see them saying certain things on their television over there. So it just doesn't make sense why they will not release this thing sooner than later to me. But that's why I say you guys know much more than what we do or I do. So that's why I wanted to get your perspective on it. So. Okay, well, thank you, sir. I will move out of the way. Let's hope we get it soon. I think we're all ready.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 404. Area code. You in? Let me try that again.
Hi, Tony.
There you are, 404.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Tony, and good afternoon to you, Ray. I appreciate the continuing connecting of the dots here. The question that I have is with all of the things that we seem to be in the home stretch here, have your sources been reassuring you in terms of the protocols that we need to be doing with respect to the 800 numbers and that sort of thing? Have there been any changes there? Because folks, you know, at times, if they happen to be new, they might not know those protocols. Those of us who've been in here for a while, any changes that we need to be attuned to?
Oh, I haven't heard any changes at all. Nothing. And the process is still the process is going to go through. So, no.
Okay. The other question that's in the back of my mind in terms of, you know, we've always been told that it's just going to happen sort of thing, and that a lot of times the people themselves may not necessarily know, kind of brings back the memory from years back of algorithms that, you know, it's set in motion. Have they even referenced that, or is that just something from the past history? And that has no relevance anymore to what's happening.
I don't know that it has any relevance at all. I mean, they were using that. If you're ready to go, get ready to go. Nobody's seeing that. No bank screen is seeing it go up and down, or blinking or flashing like it was before, trying to make sure everything was lined up. So the rates are there. As a matter of fact, one bank had told us they were grayed out so that nobody could see them. And that's why they were expecting this week, because they were seeing them the whole time. So, no, nothing about algorithms, the right time, right moment. Everything was about it being processed and worked on, and we should see it any minute. Now, again, they've been saying any minute for 2 weeks, any minute.
With the other question, I'm trying to decipher my handwriting here. With the retirees having been paid and making it retroactive to well over a year at the old rate, was there any, and of course I would say that they would be very happy simply because they have money in hand, but were they given any kind of carrot dangling that this will be changing into the new rate as well, or it's definitely just going to be on the old rate, and that's, you know, the way they're doing their protocols now?
Okay. So I don't know what rate they got paid at. Because you said they don't have the rate. I know they all got paid. But I said even if it was the old rate, that's okay because the money's sitting there. They all got paid on their cards, so it could be changed with a flip of a switch.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you know, if you gave me $10 a day and I already knew next week it's going to be worth $100, I could still give it to you today, and next Monday flip the switch and your account reflects $100. So
right.
I'll tell you, it's just like us. I put $20 into an online account, $50, whatever. I bought a million Vietnamese don't. But the day this happens, what do? I mean, I go back into that account, and that million, instead of saying equals $20, going to say equals $470,000. No difference. Mm-hmm. If I spent $1, $2, or $3 out of that $20, the rate is still going to adjust accordingly. Same thing with the farmers now. Even if they gave them the old rate and said in 2 days it's going to adjust, or 20 days it's going to adjust, whatever you don't spend will be adjusted to the new rate. But it's easier right. than saying hold on to it and bring it into the bank and stand in this long line and we're going to exchange everybody's currencies. Because the electronic way is the easiest and fastest way to do it. So let's just get paid. Everybody pays electronically now.
Right, right. And hopefully when G-Man NPA comes on today at some point, I would hope that you guys are going to give him his pink slip today, that that would be the highlight of today's call. And, of course, you know me, 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward Project is going to be. Sounds like it's going to be a great July for us doing that. And again, appreciate all your help, guys. Appreciate it very, very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a super fantastic day. All right.
I want to try. You guys
right.
have it too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. 610. We got you in.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Greetings, sir.
Yeah, G-Man, I'm thinking, why would Ray make him the last guy? He should be the first guy, the middle guy, and the last guy, but go ahead.
Well, listen, I agree with 404, man. I want that pink slip. I'm ready for it. So,
okay.
Hey, Ray, we got to wrap this call up. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep it short and right to the point. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you are making out your checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make those checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, type in the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all you continue to do for us. And make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
We do appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. We do
You're
appreciate
very welcome.
You. We do appreciate everybody who helps to keep us on the air. So, all right, Ray. It's your day.
All right, sir.
Let's
do this.
Make it happen. All right. Are you waiting for me?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Well, the information is there. The time is there. I was already done. Hopefully, we'll see something tomorrow or Wednesday. Remember, Curtis said wanted to get paid by the end of the month. So we'll see how that works out. Banks are still there. They got a little excited over the weekend about being told once again to get ready. But they were told get ready for Tuesday. So we'll see what happens on Tuesday. All right. With that, enjoy the rest of your day. That's what I'm going to do. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. Yeah. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents. That's going to do it for us for today. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Trust in him. Yes, hey, go. remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Maybe tomorrow.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
Your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello,
this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. It's 5:07. Enjoy your Monday.